Sometimes a musician comes out of the gate with a really big hit, but not Marlena Shaw. She recorded this song in 1969 and then waited for decades.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset.
This is California Soul, and today it's a hit. Hip-hop producers have sampled it. It's been used in TV commercials. But Emily Lordy thinks there is a lot more to love about Marlena Shaw. Lordy has been researching soul music for a new book, and Marlena Shaw is her pick for our series, One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs.
Marlena Shaw is a really extraordinary soul jazz singer. She was never quite as well known as she might have been, however, in part because she was hard to categorize. California Soul is a cool song, but, like, its lyrics are kind of ridiculous. They don't really say anything except for, like, California's cool, people are in love, you know. It's almost insistently and buoyantly banal, particularly when we compare them to the lyrics of Woman of the Ghetto, which are really complex and layered and profoundly provocative.
I was born and raised in the ghetto.
On the one hand, the song Woman of the Ghetto offers a really powerful challenge to these reports that were coming out in the 1960s, often created by white urban sociologists who were talking about the conditions of the ghetto and kind of what was wrong with Black America, often blaming Black people themselves. And Marlena Shaw's song is remarkable in part because she speaks from the first person's perspective, and she's also speaking significantly from a woman's perspective, right? I am a woman of the ghetto. That matters, right? She's able to express concerns about domestic issues. How does somebody feed their children?
How do you raise your
She's chanting, it's kind of chain to chain to chain to chain chain. There's something really interesting about her decision to use those sounds. They're kind of suspended between the two words chain and change. In that way, the song, I think, as a whole, is doing something really interesting, talking about conditions into which Black people in the so-called inner city seem to be chained. And then this potential for change and for movement and even transcendence beyond these conditions. If we don't listen to that song, we're really going to miss a lot about what made her such an extraordinary vocalist and activist in her time.
That was Emily Lordy. She's an English professor at Vanderbilt, and she's got a book coming out this summer called The Meaning of Soul. Marlena Shaw's Woman of the Ghetto is her pick for our series, One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs.
Now, how do you legislate? Brother, listen to me.